bringing you coverage of the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. I'm Leslie Smith. On day two, crop scouts on the western leg finished up scouting the eastern third of Nebraska. We're joined by Pro Farmer's Chip Flory. And overall, what did crop scouts find here in Nebraska?
You know, it was interesting. All day long, everybody was talking about the skips that we saw in the irrigated fields. Okay, there was a plant missing in our rows. And it wasn't just one plant. It was two or three plants that were missing in the rows. So everybody was concerned about, we're missing some ears out here in the irrigated fields. I think we were. I don't know what this crop could have been if every single one of those seeds would have made a plant and that plant would have made an ear, because there are skips out there in the irrigated fields. When everything was said and done, we wrapped up with a 163.7 or 0.8 bushels per acre, which was a significant increase over a year ago. We're looking at a 5.4% increase over a year ago on the average yield in Nebraska. And that, I think it surprised a lot of people when the numbers came in. It surprised me because I kept seeing evidence that things were missing out in those irrigated fields. And it makes me wonder just what this crop could have been. What if every seed would have made a plant, would have made an ear? It could have been something really special out here in Nebraska. But we've had hail damage. That frost that came through in late spring took out some of the population. And there were two big hail events that have been highly publicized, the June 3rd event, the July 9th event. But there's been a lot of other hail storms out here in the state that might be nicking away at the population and early in the season. Nicking away at the population in some of these fields. So it leaves me wondering just how good this crop could have been if we didn't have those skips out there in the cornfield. And you know, I talk about the skips, two or three in 30-foot of row. It adds up, and it adds up in a big way when you take into account all the samples out there. But nonetheless, our ear counts were up slightly from a year ago, in Nebraska, up about 3% from last year, and that increase in the ear counts, I'll admit, it kind of surprises me. But I think it might have come in the dryland fields, because the dryland yields are really pretty good in Nebraska this year, better than what I expected to see based on the length of time that we went without rain in the eastern part of Nebraska. So it's not that the top-end yields pushed out the top in Nebraska. It's that the bottom-end yields are holding up the average in Nebraska this year, and it turned out to be the biggest average yield that we've ever measured on Crop Tour. Now, part of that has to do with the sample mix. Typically, on Crop Tour, we will pull about 40% irrigated samples, about 60% dryland samples. This year, it's basically split right down the middle. 50-50 irrigated to dryland samples in Nebraska. And, of course, if we're going to be pulling more irrigated samples, that's also going to lift the average yield.
Yeah, with looking at those numbers, how do you compare, you know, going from 38% irrigated a year ago that we measured to 49% with a yield increase of about 5% above a year ago? How do you compare those when you have a difference of what your sample type was?
Right. Yeah, it becomes very difficult. It takes a lot of math. It takes going back over last year, weighting the dry land to the irrigated yields. We've got to go back. I'm not going to go back to 2012 and do it, but I probably will go back to 2011 and 2010 and weight the dry land yield average against the irrigated average yield so that we can get a better perspective, because we had been so consistent at that 40% irrigated, 60% dry land right in that area, that when we jump all the way to a 50-50 mix of irrigated versus dry land samples, that just means a lot of work to go back and weight those yields against each other so that we can come up with a better comparison for this year.
Now, looking at the soybean crop, it was, I think it kind of depended on where you're at. Some guys had great routes, some guys didn't have so much. Overall, what did you think here in Nebraska?
You know, I rarely worry about the Nebraska bean crop unless we're in a year like 2012 or something like that. The guys in Nebraska have really done a wonderful job of developing a system to produce a good bean crop in Nebraska. This year, our pod counts were off just a little bit from what they were a year ago. But that doesn't mean much to me, because if we can give that dry land crop another shot of rain, we know the irrigators are going to run at least one more pivot and give the irrigated crop a drink to build up that big yield. If we can just get another rain out here, and I think that the odds of that are looking pretty good, we should have a really good, a very respectable bean crop in Nebraska. There's one thing that I want to put out there. It's just kind of a warning, but we saw way too much water hemp this year. And I know it's hard to control. I know that it's a difficult process in trying to get those resistant weeds under control. If you've tried two modes of action, try a third. If you've tried three, try a fourth. Keep working at it. Get that water hemp under control, or it's going to be a terrible mess out in Nebraska. We've got to get it under control, or it's going to become a yield drag on our soybeans. The other option there, and it was brought up tonight in the meeting, is grow corn. And we don't need to get our acreage mix out of whack just because we're trying to control a weed that's become very, very difficult to control.
Overall, on the 2 days, what did you think of what we saw here in Nebraska?
You know, we pulled a total of 265 samples out of Nebraska in 2 days. That's a record number of samples pulled out of Nebraska. I believe that's a record, yes. And that's just incredible work by the scouts. They're going out there, hitting it hard. We've got a record number of scouts out here, so we should expect a record number of samples. The guys are going out and doing a great job pulling the samples on corn and soybeans. And you know, when we've got more hands, it makes lighter work, and we're pulling a record number of samples. So it makes me feel good that everybody is out here enthusiastic and getting after it to get out there and figure out exactly what the yield potential is on corn and soybeans.
Well, we've been joined by Pro Farmer's Chip Flory as we wrap up at day two in covering Nebraska on the western leg of the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. I'm